The Hit Breakfast Show with Ben, the Coffs Coast's Hit 105.5.
There are reports of a whale carcass floating just off the coast. It was reported last at Muttonbird, or between Muttonbird and South Solitary Island. Dwayne March, Operations Manager from Dolphin Marine Conservation Park. Good morning, mate.
Morning, Ben. How you doing?
Very good. You believe that the whale carcass would be travelling about 1 knot an hour south, which would leave it just a little bit past Sawtelle. Is that right?
Yeah, that was the last I heard. I mean, we're not the primary responders to floating whale carcasses. National parks tend to handle that.
Mm.
But from the call that we got, the animal was out there floating south at about 1 knot an hour. So overnight, you know, that takes it about 24 knots or so. So.
Yep.
I mean, hopefully this animal lands on the beach in a nice secluded national park around Bongole.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, this is actually the second one in the area. There was one reported a carcass had washed up on the beach at Redcliffe near Broomshead, just a bit further north. Is that cause for alarm, having two in such a short time and so close together?
Yeah, it's unusual. That one at Brooms that you mentioned, there was, from the photos that I saw, it looked like the lower jaw had been removed. So that's kind of classic predation technique from killer whales. So, I mean, maybe we've got a pot of killer whales out there targeting these sub-adult animals. So what they do, they'll attack them and rip the tongue out, because the tongue's really muscular and really fatty. Yeah, so, I mean, it'd be interesting if this animal out of Muttonbird is missing the lower jaw and the tongue. I guess you'd be looking at killer whales, but the short answer is, at the moment, without more investigation, we don't know.
Seems like an episode of Law and Order.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal.
Marine life edition. This is crazy. What should people do to be cautious out on the water if they are on their boat? What exactly do you see when it comes to a whale carcass above the water?
So there's a few things. So what happens normally with an animal when it dies in the marine environment, it'll sink, or the air will go out. But then after a couple of days, the bacteria in the gut will produce gas and the animal will float back up. And it can become a significant shipping hazard. So anyone out there at night traveling needs to be aware of it. Through the day, they're quite obvious because they'll bloat. They normally go belly up in the water, so they'll be up a meter or so out of the water. But they can be a significant shipping hazard. Obviously, they attract sharks as well. So if you're out there and you see one, don't jump in and try and get some footage or anything like that, because there's going to be some men in grey suits traveling at no cap.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Dwayne, for those tips.
No worries, man. Have a good one.
It's Hit 105.5.
The Hit Breakfast Show with Ben, the Coffs Coast's Hit 105.5.